Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist who gave us the term Generation X, Douglas Copeland, born on a NATO base in West Germany. In 1961, the novel was Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture, 1991. His most recent book came out this year, Generation A, set in the near future, but a time when bees have become extinct. And it's the story of five people from Iowa, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Ontario, and Paris, who are somehow stung by bees and come together to figure out what happened to them. Douglas Copeland, who said TV and the internet are good because they keep stupid people from spending too much time out in public. It's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, India, 1865. As a boy, he learned to speak Hindi better than English and liked to hear the family servants tell stories which his parents could not understand. He was sent back to England when he was six, went to school, did not do well, went back to India when he was 16 to work for a newspaper, wrote very popular stories about British people in India. Married an American woman, Carrie Ballastier, in 1891, and moved with her to Vermont, and it was there that Rudyard Kipling wrote his most famous novels, including The Jungle Book and Barrack Room Ballads. It's the birthday of the novelist Sara Lidman, born in Sweden in the village of Missenträsk near the Arctic Circle, 1923, who published her first novel when she was just 30, Tjärdalen, translated as The Tar Pit, which made her very famous as soon as it came out. And it was on this day in 1816 that Percy Bysshe Shelley and Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin were married. She was at work on her book Frankenstein, and she finished it the next May. Here's a poem for today by Susan Brown, entitled Chance Meeting. I know him, that man walking toward me up the crowded street of the city. I have lived with him 7 years now. I know his fast stride, his windy wheat-field hair, his hands thrust deep in his jacket pockets, hands that have known my body, touched its softest part, caused its quick shudders and slow releasings. I have seen his face above my face, his mouth smiling, moaning, his eyes closed and opened. I have studied his eyes, the brown turning gold at the centers. I have silently watched him lying beside me in the early morning. I know his loneliness, like mine, human and sad, but different, too, his private pain and pleasure I can never enter, even as he comes closer, past trees and cars, trash and flowers, steam rising from the manhole covers, gutters running with rain. He lifts his head. He sees me. We are strangers again, and a rending music of desire and loss. I don't know him, courses through me. And we kiss and say, it's good to see you, as if we haven't seen each other in years, when it was just a few hours ago. And we are shy then, not knowing what to say next. A poem by Susan Brown, Chance Meeting, from Buddha's Dogs, published by Four Way Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.